delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
All right, it is Thursday. Yes, tax day not too far away. Probably has you excited. I think it's one of the favorite times of the year for Ivy and I to figure out how much money we get to contribute to the greater good of society. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what the best thing is to where we can spend our money. In a few minutes here, we're going to have a guest here on the program to talk about what we can write off. What we can write off on our taxes and what is legal. I have the top five write-offs for you. And in fact, he's here now. John Pollack, tax and IRS strategist. John, welcome to the program, first of all.
Thanks.
So if I'm having a beer right now, just for the sake of argument, and I'm at work. No, wait a second. Let me rephrase it. If I'm at work having a drink. No, wait. Anyhow, let's talk about some of the top write-offs that people just miss all the time. And I see that beer's on the list, babysitting's on the list. Help me along.
All right, so let's start with beer because it's morning, and that's, you know, best way to get started, right?
Absolutely. That's what I was saying.
So just like coffee in the morning that's being provided by your employer is a tax write-off, so is beer. If it's provided by the employer, if it's something that's at the place of employment, a lot of companies now provide sodas in their refrigerator, at least we do. So that can be a write-off. So it's
now, hold on,
to
hold
talk
on.
About
it's
it,
a right, hold on. This is really important here. This is a this. There are people right now going, you've got to tell me more because I'm self-employed. So yeah. If I supply to myself beer in the morning, is that a write-off?
Yeah, because it's something that's covered by the employer. So, like, for instance, there's a lot of at least in the Dallas Metroplex where I live right now, and this is big in the West Coast, is these co-location type places. They're like executive suites for the new age. And a lot of them have beer on tap. Obviously, you know that a liquor store can write off beer because it's a cost of goods sold, and a bar can write off beer because it's one of the things they sell, but so can somebody that provides it as part of their business. So, yeah, you can write off beer, sodas, coffee. Yeah, so
that's a good start. All right, here's something else that I let's just go right down this road and find out some other things. All right, so I have a home office. I have two dogs that I have around to bark when somebody comes to the office as my security system. If I bought the dog or buy the dog food to take care of my security system, is that a write-off?
It could be. So you have to be very, very careful. So let me actually kind of veer into the renting your house to yourself. So
okay.
There is a rule within the tax code that allows you to rent your house to yourself 14 days a year. It was written in there by a congressman that lived near the Green Bay Packers stadium, and he couldn't write in. Only Green Bay Packers can get this benefit, so he just made it a little bit broader. So the rest of us get it now. So if you have an Airbnb, if you're renting out a room, 14 days of those room rentals can be tax-free, but you also can turn that around and then rent the house back to yourself. Because you're self-employed, you may have to have a board of directors meeting, or you can have me over to interview in your office where we're doing this radio show, and because I came into your office, that was a rental. So those are things that you can do. You got to follow the checklist, and you got to make sure that you're following the rules. But even with the dogs,
so hold on.
I mean,
this
most
is,
alarm
this
systems
important.
Are $50 a month. So,
right, let me ask you this. If I can rent my house 14 days a year to myself, okay, so is the money I spent, let's say it's $1,000 a week. I spent $2,000 renting the house to myself. Is that $2,000 something I can deduct to affect my adjusted gross income? Where does this all fit into the tax form?
So there is an actual box on one of the forms that says 14-day rental rule, and then there's a blank spot. So let's say I do 14 days a year, and it's $1,000. We stick with $1,000, and let's say I'm in the 25% tax bracket, so that's approximately just close to $3,000 in write-off. But what I would do is I would put $14,000 in the box. I have to document it, so if I do get audited, the IRS is going to come to me and say, so you've written off your house for 14 days. Where's the documentation? All I do is supply the paper, which is something that we do for our clients. And then that becomes a tax write-off to the business. So the business pays you the $14,000, pays you the person $14,000, and the person receives that money but does not have to record it as income. So it's not a write-off on the personal tax return. It's a write-off from the business, but the money flows from the business to the person. And that's generally the objective of all tax planning, is how do I get to spend stuff on my personal life that is a tax deduction to the business so that the dollars
that's
are
right.
more efficient.
That's exactly what people are trying to do. Okay, so here's one twist on this. Can I rent the house to my wife? I own the house previous to getting married. Her name's not on the house. Can I rent it to her, too? I'm just trying to figure out.
You could probably pull that off if, once again, it's all about documentation. One of the things that people come to me and they say, well, gosh, this doesn't sound legal. Is this going to increase my audit risk? And the way I try to explain it to people is that the default position of an intersection is the red light. If no one goes through it, nobody gets hurt. But nobody thinks that the green light is a loophole through the intersection. Well, the tax code is really only 3 or 4 pages of this is your tax and this is what you have to pay. The other 70,000 pages are green lights. So as long as you follow the rules, if you, like for instance, employing your children is another one of our popular strategies. As long as you follow the laws, there's only 3 rules that you have to do to employ your children and get the tax deduction for it and transfer from your tax bracket to their tax bracket, which is likely much lower. And
all right, let's hear it. Let's hear the 3 rules.
The 3 rules aren't to work. One of them is you have to have a contract, which we have, shells for that for our clients. Number 2, it's got to go through payroll. So it's got to go through the grid so that the government gets to take their piece, which the government doesn't actually get to take a piece on your own children. And then the 3rd is it's got to go into their personal account, which in most cases on children, your name's going to be on it anyways. So if you follow those 3 rules, then the kid's employed. Understand that none of those 3 rules have anything to do with them working. It's one of those strange parts of the tax code. And what's interesting about it is if I employ your child, I have to pay FICA. But if I employ my child, the FICA is actually waived. So when people think that, well, this is like cheating the government or this is a loophole around stuff. Well, if it was a loophole around stuff, why does the government make it so that I don't have to pay FICA on it? It's written into the code. They are expecting people to do this, and they've created rules so that they can do it. So use
and
it.
So if I pay my children, now obviously you want to stay below some thresholds, but that would be payroll that's an expense to my business, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It would greatly reduce my taxable income. It can go into an account with their name on it, but my name as well as a cosigner, right? Has
right.
nothing to do with working. Through payroll, through payroll is pretty loose description anyway. And
right.
a contract, well, I have to sign the contract on behalf of my minor children anyway. So what's the age limit? I have a children that's... 4 and 11.
So
can I employ
there
them both?
Is a court case that has a 7-year-old being paid. If so, like you have a radio show, if you ever do any pictures and you post on your website with your 4-year-old on it and your dogs, then you can throw in a modeling fee. So we have gone below the 7-year-old, especially for businesses that are media related like yourself.
Sean, I'm sad. I'm out of time here. I need you to come back because we're just getting started on this. This is
oh, yeah.
fun for me.
Yeah.
All right, John. We'll have you back very soon. This is good stuff.